Hello. Today is Sunday, August 30th, 2020. You are listening to the online worship service of the Petaluma United Methodist Church. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I have the extreme privilege of being the pastor here at Petaluma United Methodist Church. I want to welcome you all to this worship podcast. Though we cannot greet one another in person as we would so love to do, we can reach out and send our welcome to others. Let's just take a moment in silence, and in this time, I want to ask you to think of three people that you will call this week, and in the coming days, call these people and see how they're doing. Offer to pray with them. Greet them in the name and the peace of Jesus Christ.
Please join me in the call to worship. We are called by a wonderful God to rise up beyond the challenges that surround us and to give our lives in worship to God. In this moment, the voice of the Holy comes to each one of us, saying, "Lay your burdens down and trust in me." This ability to trust God is the beginning of faith and the touchstone of worship.
Hear this call to confession. In a world like the one we inhabit today, truth-telling is not held up as a very high value. But for people of faith, speaking truth is at the center of who we are in Christ Jesus. We're called to speak the truth of love, the truth of compassion, the truth of forgiveness and grace. And, sisters and brothers, we're called not only to speak them, but to live these truths. But first, let us together come to the source, our wonderful God, and tell God our very own truths. Let us silence our busy minds and offer up our prayer of confession to God in this moment of silence. Let us be together.
God, we are an imperfect people in search of your perfect wonder. We stumble, we fall. We sometimes do the wrong things, and other times we hesitate to do what we know is right. Forgive us, we pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us so that we might begin our journey anew. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
My friends, forgiveness comes to us even when we do not know or sense it. For God has gone the distance, giving even God's self in Christ Jesus so that we might all be forgiven. This beautiful reality both humbles and calls us forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen.
Scripture reading from Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has uttered, O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
Nandolesyon ni namatagan din dai sa koto manasamin doon rog lima nandunan rog kaono. Sa amin doon rog lima nandunan tigina kinatigina yono bango na kinurongo. Do iya na baka muli-muli bichoba do masuta na edana do tuko na bolivir na tamata na nuna dadaka do serbua do seratagabua na sami do wei tuko-tuko taginana. Nona zaka zaka mana, kidinga. Do bodo takana edana. Mi mara una romana era sangare bichoba. Do baka sangare bichoba, kina nona kukua. Do baka namata tikunga bua. Do una numa na nona zaka zaka, ebi ba kurumbitaki. Sada kaba kukwea. Iena nona zaka zaka mana, kina lewa ningusuna. Uikimdo na kawea prama, na nona tamata. Kina kawe che kope. Sandingi tako kukwaya. Karoni nondale soni, sa koto mena Roma, na wase tingarua. Mene tikina eviwa, kine tikina eruso vandua. Abazangwana kina rongo. Mekakua ni bagailasu na loloma. Mundo dhata sarna dha, mundo kambita sarna binaka. Do vilomani sarna na vilomani ni vita dhini. Do viu siviti na vivaro rotaki. Enangomotua mondo kakuni bude samai. Me katakata nelo mondo u mondo ngarabo na turanga. Do reki ena nui nui, o sota na kararawa, ietiko nga na masu. Vibotea ka vira na nrobundabua era salotu, da vibagadingo I vira na bulangi. Do waso bakalonga tatekira era sabagadada ni kemdo u. Waso bakalonga tatanga, kakuni rukaka. Do reki batikira sa reki, Katangi batikira rasa tangi. Do loma batatiku nga baka ikimundu. Ka kua ni nanuma na vika baka turanga. Imundu vi riti ke irina tamata lalai. Do ka kua ni baka sami kimundu ni ndu sabuku. Ka kua ni visa somitaka na nona da indua. Na kita ilu na vika sandondonu ena matanda na tamata kedanga. Ke baka sarawa mundu baka tobolea. Mi vilu mani ke irina tamata kedanga. O kemundo salomani do kakuni somana da sadaka ve kemundo e mundo lebonga bona na kolome soma ni sabulai anongo itavi me dunruba ano soma koyau sakana turanga o koe mongai vakane na nomu meda kebaga sabe kana kebaga sabe ngunu mo bangune bi koya kona binekina yulu na ngile so sa wakatu ni sakita na bi kaungo Me kakuni rau iku na dhaa, ye murawanga na dhaa, ena binaka. Ningu babaka lunga tatakana kalu, nanu nabosa, enda runga dha rau indindai.
Second reading is from Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, Never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. This ends our second reading.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. I come to you today grateful that some of the fires are receding and that the air is a bit less smoky. I want to begin by giving a huge shout out of gratitude and thanks for our firefighters who have tirelessly been battling the flames on our behalf. Their courage and commitment is an inspiration, and I know I speak for us all when I utter a loud thank you. Our gratitude is deep, and we all appreciate everything that's being done. But as we come together today, I wanted to share with you something that this voice of thanks brings to mind for me. You know, when I was very young, I used to love to play Let's Pretend. And having a dad who was a volunteer firefighter, I would often emulate him and pretend to be a fireman. I had the hat and the boots and a pedal-powered fire truck that I would drive around our neighborhood. The technology didn't exist then to provide a siren, so I provided my own. I'd pedal that little engine as fast as I could, and I'd go, woo, 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 and rush on as a pretend fireman to a pretend fire, and I really liked doing that. I also used to pretend to be Superman, too. Now, that got me into some trouble when I put on my cape and jumped out of the second-story window of our home onto the yard below. I could pretend to be Superman. I could even pretend to fly. But gravity doesn't play make-believe. It was nothing short of a miracle that, aside from a couple of bruises, I was completely uninjured. And I recall telling my rather upset mother at the time that, of course, I didn't get hurt. I'm Superman. Did you ever play make-believe? What was it that you pretended? Maybe you pretended you were a princess or a knight or a ballerina or a sheriff in the Old West or a soldier, or maybe you played cops and robbers. I mean, the list is virtually endless, and I'd be willing to bet that somewhere on that list is the thing that you pretended to be. That's the childlike side of pretending, and it's a wonderful, magical time in growing up. And for me, it was a time of joy. But there is another side to pretending that tends to take shape, as we become adults, as we're taught social ways of being. And this pretending can bring us some challenges. I mean, because of good manners, did you ever pretend to like something or someone that, well, you didn't really like? I remember having to pretend liking lima beans when we were visiting my grandmother. You put on that smile, and you put your best foot forward. I think we all do this sometimes, and indeed, sometimes it's the right thing to do, isn't it? Sometimes, for the sake of unity in the family or the community, we pretend we're okay when we're not, and we go along. There are many situations in actuality that are like this, aren't there? Maybe at work, you have to pretend to like the boss's idea when in fact you don't think it's a very good idea at all. And maybe someone asks you if you like this or that and you smile and nod your head because honestly, it would be hurtful to just say, no, I don't like that. I mean, have you been there? You know, I have, and it's a strange place to be. Yet sometimes, as I said, it's the right thing to do. Other times, though, pretending as an adult can be less than helpful. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, indeed, at the most important times, our call is not to pretend, but instead to be authentic. Oh, I love this 12th chapter of Romans that we're working with today. In fact, I want you to know, this fall I'm going to lead a study on Romans 12 using Zoom, and I hope to see many of you there. Romans 12 is what scholars believe to be the first known community rule for the life of the church. It lays out the ways we should be in community together in some very clear language. And the one that sticks out for me is Paul's call to, quote unquote, live without pretending. In Eugene Peterson's The Message, he renders it a little differently, saying, love from the center of who you are, don't fake it. However you want to render that, the call of the apostle is clear. In Christian community, we don't fake it. We don't pretend to love. We love from the center of who we are. We love authentically. Now, friends, this doesn't mean that we love perfectly. Doesn't mean that we don't stumble and mess things up once in a while. It does mean, though, that in that authenticity, we're okay to be wrong. Okay to admit that we didn't quite get it right. You know, for me, this authenticity is at the core of what it means to be church. We love authentically, my friends, because that's how God loves us. God loves us for real. No holds barred. Deep love, complete love, total love. Our authentic love for one another, then, is a reflection of how God loves us. And when we love each other like that, we are expressing God's love, living in God's love, being part of God's plan for a community rooted in love and forgiveness, and doing that as real as we know how. You know, the truth is, this authentic love thing, well, it's hard. It's hard because sometimes pretending is easier. It's hard because authenticity brings with it a kind of vulnerability, which I don't know about you, but it makes me a little uneasy sometimes. Have you ever had that experience of trying to be real with someone and they turn around and they sneer at you or they say something mean or snarky? It's like getting punched in the stomach. Yet authenticity really does require a vulnerability that leaves you open to that kind of thing. And that's why one of the key things about being church together is the notion of having each other's back. In other words, making church a totally safe place for everyone. And for our purposes today, I want to talk about three ways in which we need to build our community as a place of safety. The first is being safe in the Spirit. That means that everyone in the church, even those not in the church, get to explore their faith in God through Jesus Christ without anyone criticizing them, without them having to measure up to some doctrinal principle. Think about it. If we all look at our own spiritual journey, we'd have to admit that we have good days and bad days. We have days when we are clear in the faith and days when, well, we wonder. There are days when we doubt. And for all those seasons of the Spirit, our work is to make it safe for each one to explore their relationship with God, each one to ask the questions, each one to probe their journey and to figure out where they're going and who God is for them in this moment. And in this way, friends, we truly become one another's teachers, walking alongside each other with prayerful help and accompaniment. Now, the second way that we are called to build safety in our community, and this one is crucial. Every person needs to feel safe and free from negative criticism and smack talking. Now, I know this never happens at Petaluma UMC, but I've been around a bit as a former district superintendent, and I can tell you that at some churches, people gossip. That's right. And you know, when that happens, people feel it. And it's wounding, and it causes them to feel unsafe. I think, if I can be candid, that our ability or inability to create this emotional safety relates to how well people stay connected to the church once they arrive. We just can't speak harshly or negatively of anyone. If we're going to talk about people, let it be to lift them up, to draw them closer to community, to glorify them and to draw out their talents and their gifts to make them feel as loved as we possibly can. And then number three, of course, is physical safety. Now, we've seen this come into play as we've made the tough decisions to close our buildings so that people can be physically healthy and safe. This is why we do background checks and make sure that everyone is safe from boundary crossing, from sexual boundaries, to safe buildings and beyond. So, friends, these three ways of being safe are like a puzzle we put together so that we can see the full picture of what it looks like when we're authentic. Spiritual safety, emotional safety, and physical safety. And you know, when we can create a community that practices these three elements of safety, amazing things happen. When people feel safe, they suddenly take down the armor that they've placed around their hearts. You know, most of us have some of that. And when they take down that armor and allow themselves to be vulnerable, God and the Holy Spirit move in and amazing things happen and relationships deepen and we get to be and know and live with one another. We go deeper with God, with each other, and in this depth, we find that our authentic love for one another comes from that same wellspring that the love of Jesus emerges from, and that we, as the Gospel of John tells us, one with each and one with God, that we are all one. So I know there'll be times when we need to pretend. This is how life goes, isn't it? But when it comes to the love which is actually God, when it comes to sharing that love, we dare not fake it. This love is the love which created the universe and all things that are in it. And through Christ, we have been called to participate in that love. What a fellowship! What a joy divine! Leaning on the everlasting arms of God's authentic love. I'm unspeakably proud to be part of a church that works so hard to love without pretending. To create a community of safety. Safety in the spirit, in the heart, and in the body. And always and ever, God calls us to journey on towards perfection, knowing that the perfecter of our faith walks with us and calls us to authentic vulnerability and deep, deep love. So let us travel together, sharing the heart of God as we share one another's hearts in love, hope, and healing. Amen, and God bless you.
Ta magi mami melo malangi, me bororo taki ne damuni, me adu mai na numuni matintu, me daga lalo mamuni e urubura, me baka sada melo malangi. Ni sile me piki mami ne singongo na kakana erotiki mami. Ni mokoda ne ne mami palvalda, me baka ki mami sa mokodo ti nononra, erosai palvalda pe ki mami. Ni kakuni kotiki mami gine vere, kavombule ki mami mene da. Ni sa nomuni na matintu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, sangani mundu. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
God has shown us the meaning of generosity in the beautiful diversity of creation, in the overflowing love of Jesus Christ, and in the never-ending gift of the Holy Spirit. God has abundantly blessed us and called us to be a community that blesses others through the sharing of our love, our talents, and our material possessions. Let us rejoice now in what we have been given and in what is ours to give as we receive our morning offering.
Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for the many gifts you give us. We return our tithes now to the work of your church, and we ask that you bless our giving and that you bless our work together through the wonderful love that we share in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear these words of benediction. And now may the God of peace, the God of hope and new beginnings, call us each to become pure and holy as we go forward in the name of the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.